Hey guys, it's Malls. Thanks so much for listening to Please Advise. Just a quick message before the show. Don't forget to subscribe in iTunes. It's super helpful for us and super helpful for you. You can also call 323-450-7408 to get your calls on the show. Again, 323-450-7408. Or email askpleaseadvise@gmail.com with your voice notes or emails. Thanks so much. Hey guys, it's episode 116 of Please Advise. I brought back one of my favorite guests from the past. She's someone I enjoy talking to via text time to time. I really love doing her podcast. Love Alexi. It's Alexi Wasser. Why are you giggling over there like a schoolgirl, Alexi?
You're such a pro podcaster.
I am?
I don't know. You're so good. Yeah.
Here's the thing. You're really good too. But I think, can I give you a note?
Yeah.
You have to stop thinking you're not good because you're like, is this, you're like, am I rambling? And I'm like, that's what a podcast is you just ramble for 2 hours.
I'm finally getting to the point good. Where I'm trying to like own, just be like, yeah, to, oh my God, I don't even want to say I like myself, but I'm just trying to be like, okay with a long intro. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I like that you do intros. I actually like looked back on it and I thought, you know, there is that awkward like sidestep moment sometimes where you have to introduce the guest. And if I don't know the guest well,
yeah.
I usually start by addressing Christina and doing like a 5-minute, hi, Christina. Which, by the way, hi, Christina.
Hi.
Hi, Christina.
Hi.
Am I leaning into the mic?
You're great.
Great. Okay. Cool.
You're a pro podcaster. You're
very cool. I know.
Confidence.
Okay.
Confidence, baby.
I'm doing that in 2017.
Fake it till you make it, though. Because I have to tell you, we were just talking right before this. I feel very agoraphobic all the time right now. I'm like, I don't think I was invited to any holiday parties.
But you're throwing your own party.
I'm having a little mixer.
I'll be there.
Wine and beer only. I do not want people, and weed. I don't want people boozing at my house on a Monday. Like,
oh God.
It's a hard out at 10 p.m.
Is it really?
It's 6 to 10, and it's like, get your ass out the door at 10 p.m. Like, oh. I can't do, yeah, hard out. Wow. I have to go to bed and watch Vanderpump Rules.
Oh my God. I feel like I've been, side note of a side note, I feel like I've been prepping for this podcast that I didn't know I was going to do. Until you texted me yesterday, which, by the way, I'm supposedly leading with confidence, but who backed out?
No one.
Somebody must have backed out.
No, there was no back out.
I wasn't going to say this because it's a bad look. It's like an insecure look to be like, who backed out? But usually, if you get the invite.
Last minute.
Hello? Yeah, last minute. I mean, somebody backed out.
No, I backed out on myself because I didn't book a guest. And then I checked my calendar. I was like, oh, I got to send the emails or whatever. And I had asked Leslie Grossman to be my guest for the 2 p.m. spot. But we knew we were going to do a call with Christina's mom. But I was like, I didn't have a guest. And I was like, oh, fuck. And then I was like, you were the first and only person I asked.
Thank the fuck God. Okay.
You were the first and only.
Okay. Because last night and the night before last. Oh my God. Maybe.
Yeah. And then she was
last.
Like, I guess I'm going to have to talk to you, Christina. No.
No, I'm so excited about it. Oh my God. God, we all need to be more secure in ourselves. So we're all great, you guys. Happy holidays. But, I feel like I've been prepping for this podcast without even realizing it because I've been like a loser just watching Vanderpump Rules like between like 8 p.m. and 4 in the morning, mm-hmm. just like binge watching.
Yes. And by the way, I'm so rude because you texted me about Vanderpump Rules. I'm never
fine.
Even responded to it, which bums me out because I always want to talk about Vanderpump Rules. Like yeah. It must have come on a really busy day and I saw it and I didn't process it. And I was like, I have to get back to her later. And then when I opened up our text exchange so I could say like, hey girl, like, do you want to come over and pod tomorrow? I was like, the last thing she texted me about was Vanderpump and I haven't even addressed this.
No, it's totally fine because I have like a weird policy. Oh, this mic is just like, it's so weird to talk to you with this huge mic in my face.
You guys can't.
No. Christina, don't do a thing. Don't you dare. I can't not say how I feel and what I'm thinking at all times. But okay. I'm just, oh yeah.
I'm a people pleaser. So,
you are?
Yeah, a little bit.
We got to stop. 2017.
We're working on this.
I just want people to feel comfortable.
Well, I have this new rule going back to the text thing where I don't send texts if I can't handle not getting a reply. So I'm like, oh my God, fuck it. It doesn't matter if I like send it into the ether and you don't get back to me. Like I was already okay with you not getting back to me.
Okay.
Because I also hope that people will do me the same favor when like if I don't get back to people's texts, I can't stand having to like, I hate when people double text me or triple text me with like these weird like, a passive aggressive, like, okay, sorry. Ooh, guess you're too busy. Never mind. Question mark. Are we okay? I'm like, oh my God. Like, so I don't care if you don't respond to me, I just assume like,
that's
like,
a
she's just
really
busy.
Good rule to put in place, by the way.
Yeah. Or else I'll just like spiral. And I know that I don't get back to other people and I don't, it's not because I don't like them.
Yes. Okay. But with dudes, it's totally different because
tell
like,
me
if
why.
Because if a guy that I like texts me, I'm going to answer him, or I'm going to find the time to answer him eventually. Also, sorry, Wags has really bad gas right now.
He's lying.
I frequently talk about it on this podcast. I think he has a really bad allergy and he's rotting from the inside out. He's on my lap. Do you see him?
Oh no. Oh, he's so tiny.
He's such a friendly little critter.
He hated me downstairs. He was freaking out. He was like,
he doesn't know that, like, if you want attention, you have to ask for it. He's like a child acting out, or like a drunk girl acting out and like accusing people of shit at parties that they've never done. Like, he's like that. And it's like, hey, you know what? You could get the exact same amount of attention if you just act like a nice, normal person. You don't have to be that way.
He'll get there.
But
with the guys, you shouldn't return their – those are the ones you definitely shouldn't be returning their text.
If I like them?
Yeah, that's the secret. That's when you really shouldn't be returning a text.
I asked out, like, a guy that's, like, a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And we had a great date, okay? This is – and someone recently said to me, oh, like, this is parallel to the question that I asked you on Please Advise. We had a girl get, like, gently let down by a bartender that she's had a really big crush on for a long time. And he wrote her, like, a very gentle letdown, being like, hey, I really like you. I'm just still getting over my last relationship, and I don't think that I'm the person that you deserve right now. And I was like, if I were you, I would be satisfied with that answer, because he's saying he likes you. He's just saying he can't do this right now. I think that's a lovely – there's some lovely messaging in there.
Yeah, and he's a communicator. He's holding himself accountable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I went out with this guy that's, like, a friend of mine, and I have to say, like, as a friend, he's not a great texter. Like, you can text him from time to time, like, oh, hey, blah, 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 and he won't get back to you. But now that, like, we went on a date and made out, I'm like, we should be, like, you should be texting me. Like, you should at least be asking me out more actively than you are.
But he's not, right?
I have not heard from him, and I did the lamest thing.
Like, we have so much to talk about. I've got to tell you about stuff too. Okay, keep going.
I sent him a text that just said, I hope you have a nice day.
Oh my God.
Like, I am such a fucking loser.
Like, even Wags doesn't like it. Wags is like,
Wags is like, Molly, mom, how fucking despo are you?
Oh my God.
I hope you have a nice day.
Oh my God. I've got a word. Okay, wait. He never wrote back?
No, like 7 hours later, he wrote, thanks.
Oh my God. Wags is like, next.
And I sent it to my friend, and she was like, this man is a monster. And I was like, no, I'm a fucking dork. And I said, also, like, if a guy, like, because I've gone on Tinder dates with guys that liked me way more than I liked them, and they've written me, like, hope you have a good day text before. And I'm like, oh, suck my dick. Like, I get so – I have no –
Wags has very strong feelings about
Wags
this.
Wags not – Wags?
Wags, why are you upset with Alexi's enjoyment of what a loser I am?
Is it, I'm not – I don't think you're a loser, but is it
have
my perfume?
Have a nice day. I hope you have a nice day.
Because you're looking for an in, and you're like, why can't I just say have a nice day? And, like, what's he going to do with it? And he didn't do anything, but he was already like that before.
And but also, like, I brought it with the asking him out. Like, I was feeling myself. Like, yeah. I asked him out, and I was just like, hey, I was like, I think you and I should go on a date. And he was like, I was feeling, like, cocky. Like, and sometimes I'll, you know, I think you ask about guys too, right?
Oh my God, I don't think we should. No.
You don't?
No, and I have a whole belief system. And I was just thinking about that on the drive over here. I don't, because when I do.
I love that you were happen to be thinking about that.
I happen because I have a whole other thing. We'll get to it in a moment. But I don't think we should, because we want something different. Of course we can ask out guys. We're so good at talking to strangers. Our whole life is like,
right.
Well, hey, look at me, world. We're doing our thing. I got 20 podcasts. I mean, you've got 20 podcasts.
I never have a problem talking to a stranger from the internet.
Never.
Ever.
So the one time you shouldn't, oh my God, people are going to shit all over this theory. Because I had, like, Caroline Goldfarb on my podcast.
Yeah.
You know, like, official Sean Penn.
Yes, yes, yes.
And she gave great advice talking about how, like, you shouldn't have sex too soon. Like, all this, even though she's like sells tote bags, that say like that's not
wait, I'm yeah, hold on, wait. Say, who is she to give advice? She no, sells fucking tote
that's
bags.
That's not my point. That is not my point. No. My point is she sells tote bags that say be a slut or whatever. Or like yeah. It's like be a slut, do whatever you want. That was my point. Not the fact that she sells tote bags. We've all sold tote bags at some point. No, I hope true. To sell
it's
them actually, again.
It's not incorrect.
I just can't afford to sell them again. I just can't afford to get them in production, you know? But so she sells these tote bags on her website. I don't know why I'm talking about this so much. Every single detail is not necessary, but she sells these tote bags say be a slut, do your thing, do whatever you want, whatevs. Okay, but she was giving advice on my podcast saying, Lexi, imagine your vagina is your hope diamond. Are you gonna give your hope diamond away to just any fucking bonehead? Like, give, because I'm used to having sex like on the first date, second date, because I'm like, I'm an empowered woman, I don't give a fuck, I yeah. like sex too. But the one time, like, because we're such powerhouses, oh my, oh, what I'm just saying, I'm saying how I feel. Because we're all such powerhouses.
We're powerhouses,
we're
baby.
Powerhouses, you guys. In case you guys didn't know, newsflash exclusive. We're powerhouses. But we lead so intensely in our work life and our blah, 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 whatever. That's when we have to like, because you want a guy who right. is your rock for you, right? You want the guy who like can make you, at the end of the day, you can like feel cozy with him and right. feel a little bit protected and have him like tap into that gender traditional I do, gender
I,
roles.
I mean, I am such a slut for gender roles. I aren't love you? Them. Yeah, I'm such a slut for gender roles.
What?
Yes.
What?
No.
Yes. Why am I not allowed to want to be romance?
No, you have to say what you
want.
You can
be romance, but it doesn't mean you have to adhere to gender roles.
I'm not saying that I like. Look, I like to cook. Yeah. I like to keep the like if when
liking
I
liking to cook is not an inherently female
no,
thing. Though.
But no, I'm no, saying no. I that's like traditional. I would love. I dating. Would love if a man wanted to pay for my life.
Yeah,
and all I had to no. do was cook and have sex with him. I'm not I would
saying
love that. That.
I'm not saying that. But here, no, but here, I'm going to take it. I'm going to tell you what you mean.
I would love that. Sorry,
I know what Molly means, and I get where you're coming from. And listen, we're all feminists, of course. We have careers.
Yes.
We have a lot of shit to do. We're driven. That's not going to change. But right now, and I talk about this on my podcast all the time. Too much to the point of where I feel like men and women want to punch me in the face because they're like, stop talking about who should pay on a first date, because I'm just I feel like the man should pay on the first date because and that's why we have to be careful, because I was going to do this too early this morning. Can I just I'm just going to go on a tangential rant here.
Do it.
I'll talk about
this
that
this podcast is half tangential rant.
It is just half. So last night I met this guy and I think he's very attractive and very handsome and his name sounded familiar to me. And then I got home and I realized that like 5 years ago we met at a party and he emailed me a picture that he took of us at the party in the group email from like 2011. And I wanted to last night because I'm so like impetuous and just like I move so fast and think everything's moving so slow, but I move so fast and I take charge. And I almost forwarded him the email and went, hey, isn't this crazy? We did meet 5 years ago. But then I realized, first of all, don't be sending this at 4:30 in the morning because it'll let him know you've been thinking psychotic. About him. That's yeah. psychotic. I'm sure you would have done it too. How dare you?
I would have thought about it. Yeah. I would have thought about it. But I instead usually just join in a new astrology website.
Oh, great.
And just I got to do and that's how I redirect that energy.
Well, then this morning I was like, is 10 a.m. too soon? So instead, and then I wrote something. Then I deleted the draft. And then I realized, you can't do it, because any way I spin it, any way I go, isn't this crazy? I just had to send it to you. I would love to have you on my podcast sometime. Like any way I spin it, it's me going after him. And that negates what I'm looking for in a romantic relationship. If my goal is to just be friends with the dude, then great. I can message him. That's fine. But either way, the message I'm sending to him is like, I'm coming after him. And I do think he's cute and I probably do want a romantic thing. So I've got to be real with myself. And so you have to like not ask the guy out. I believe that.
Yeah, I actually was very pleasantly surprised by the one time I really wanted to ask a guy out. And I like kept thinking, I had to join like 4 astrology websites.
Which
and
ones?
Buy all these I think like astrology.com.
Okay.
I bought like all these tokens. I had our love matches lined up. I like literally went on Wikipedia and looked up his fucking birthday.
We've got to donate to Wikipedia. I'm worried. I know there's a lot of shit in the world, but I'm like, Wikipedia.
They've done so. I mean, Planned Parenthood and Wikipedia are my causes. So I did everything I could. I did everything psychotic that I could that didn't involve asking him out. And sure enough, literally, I think I put so much energy out into the universe hoping this guy would ask me out. Yeah. 5 days later, he asked me out.
He did?
Yeah. This and then we were in a relationship for like 3 years.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So like, it's like, you know, sometimes it happens. But if you want it to happen, also I'm a big subscriber to He's Just Not That Into You. Like, there is nothing more fucking true than that book. Because when a guy wants to be with you, he's going to figure out a way to be with you.
Oh my God, yeah. You're quoting the show verbatim, too. Oh, Sex and the City, when they're referring to he's when they were introduced.
Oh, yeah. When well, Greg that Barron, guy who wrote that book,
Greg Barron,
wrote for Sex and the City. Yeah, right, exactly. He's
consultant, so. But I don't want to fight.
Oh, okay. No, you're right.
Don't fight with me.
No, I won't. I don't want to fight with you. I'm just looking at my pencil holder, and I'm thinking it's sad that there's only one pencil. It's a pencil holder that has a walnut on it, and it says, "I'm nuts about holding your pencils." Have you seen this?
No.
I'm nuts about holding your pencils. So,
God.
Yeah, so that's just so everyone knows neither of us are particularly qualified to give advice.
Yes, we are. No, we're giving great advice all the time.
Oh, well,
nonstop.
Here's the thing I wanted to say about, like, gender roles while dating.
Yeah.
I think it's a little different. Like, I self-identify as bisexual, so I've dated people of the same sex/gender.
Are you trying to, though, before we go on, would you date me if I wanted to be bisexual too? And I was like, and then what would we do? Would I ask you out? I'm so confused now.
That's the thing. It's like there. So like gender roles don't apply in that situation.
And
like
so who pays
for the first meal?
Who makes more money, right?
Yeah.
Well, you probably think I do. I don't. You're paying. We'll split it.
I'll take you out to dinner.
Will you go down on me?
Oh my God.
Yeah. I just wanted to know.
Actually, this is like literally like asking that. Like, you might as well ask my.
I live for it. No, I just really want to freak Molly out.
Why didn't you just ask my mom if she would go down on you?
I would.
Literally, that's torture. I know. Well, Shauna will be in town
in
2 weeks.
Will she be at the party? Oh, not on Monday?
No, she won't be here on Monday. Shauna, thank God. Because my mom would probably... We were talking... Wags. Wags is so upset with Alexi. He did not like the going down question either.
Oh, my God. We got to get God, I wouldn't leave my house if I were you either. In fact, I don't want to leave your house.
Thank you. It's a real circus around here. I've got a cool pencil holder. I've got a dog that verbally abuses people. It is cozy. Thank you.
It smells like what you imagine, like safety smell, like cozy. Like the fireplace reminds me of like when I was little and everything was okay. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's really
nice.
It's
not cost efficient. I was told like MBD, just put a fireplace in. It'll be great. Wood burns so fast. Like, how fast do you think one log burns?
As fast as my passion for Alexi. No, I'm just
kidding. Oh my God, Christina! Look what you've unleashed in her.
God, where do we go from here? Oh, wait, tell me about your love story, though. What were you saying? Okay, so gender roles. What were you going to say about gender roles?
Oh, no, I was just saying, like,
I'm sorry to leave this pot. I'm sorry. I'm usually in control, and this feels crazy to me.
I was just saying that, like, so gender roles don't really apply because just you do negotiate, like, who asks first, who pays. There's, like, that doesn't exist. And so it kind of carries over into, like, everything else in my life.
Oh, God.
But you're so heavily boundaried. Like, you have told me forever, like, I don't stay the night at people's houses.
No.
I don't want to feel like I owe
unless anyone. If I'm dating them, yes, I'll stay the night. But I mean, if it's just a casual thing, then not really.
Ugh. I remember once, this is so great. I remember once I asked you, like, the last time you were like, I don't know, a few months ago. And I was like, what was the guy's name? You're like, I don't remember. And I was like, Christina.
Didn't you say that a minute ago?
But I just literally. So. I have never had a one-night stand.
I didn't remember his last name. I knew his first name.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's good. Okay. Well, I don't know.
I for sure don't know his last name.
So I hooked up for the first time in 10 months last night. I don't know. And that's a big deal for me because I am so fucking picky. We have a question around here, like, 10 people pass you on the street. How many of those 10 people are you typically attracted to? What's your answer?
Oh, like everybody. I don't know. I just like people.
No, that's my answer. Like, my answer was 9 or 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Mine is 1 out of 1,000.
Wait, are we at Whole Foods, though, on Fairfax and Santa Monica? Wherever you, that changes everything.
That's where you want everyone. Yeah.
It's wherever.
Yeah.
I never see anyone I like. It is so hard for me to have, like, romantic chemistry with someone. I'm usually, like, actually pretty deeply disgusted with most people. Like, just men in particular. I'm just like, ugh. Like, yeah. I would never. Like, you're so boring. And, like, you're not funny. And I know, Christina, we have to wrap it up. But
We have to wrap it up?
No, like, we have to move to the questions.
Okay.
But, no, I hooked up with this guy last night. And I said, I'm pretty sure, I think he might be from New York. I know his first name. I don't know if he knows my name. Because I don't remember him ever calling me by my name.
That's why I was so happy for you. You need nights like that.
I've never had a one night stand in my life. Really? Like, I don't know if, no, I just like, well, I think I'm really good in bed and they always come back for more.
Because you're a crazy girl like me. Yeah. Crazy girls are the best.
Am I a crazy girl?
I mean, I think I am. We feel deeply. Yeah. And we express ourselves thoroughly.
Yeah. Crazy girls. That's what, oh my God. Diablo Cody said something so fucking funny on her Snapchat this week. It was like a headline about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, and she's like I feel so bad for Brad Pitt right now. We all know what it's like to fuck someone hot and crazy. Yeah. And I was like, just thinking about that, that's the truth. I mean, Brad Pitt fucked someone hot and crazy, and look at the situation he's in now. I mean, maybe Brad Pitt, I mean, he's hot and crazy too, who knows. I just think he's like a mellow stoner.
Yeah,
I don't know. Anyway, want to take our calls?
Oh, can I tell you one thing I did, though?
Yes.
That I woke up in a shame spiral over.
Yeah.
But I don't want to feel this way because I want to, like, help hold myself accountable and be like, why am I playing the part of the victim just because I'm a woman and I do this to myself? Like, I've got to be like, I take on all the shame of weirdness. Okay. Uh-huh. So I met this guy. I don't want to date him. He's 50-something years old.
What?
Okay. He's 52 years old with a girlfriend. He's bisexual. He has a 17-year-old daughter. He's into S&M. And he has a foot fetish. But I accept him for who he is, and I enjoy it. But I'm not dating him or making out with him.
I do not accept him for
just
who he is.
Listen, listen. For so many times, people are like such fake, like just they front so hard and they're not themselves. And I've got to like suss out who they are. And then finally I learned, but they're like lying
or whatever,
to me.
Whatever like their closet kink is.
Yeah. And this guy is just like, this is what it is. But he's just my friend. So the other night he was like on cocaine. He was drinking. He's texting me. I don't do cocaine. I do drink. I was sober at home watching Vanderpump Rules, not realizing I'm preparing for this podcast or whatever. Because I watched every single episode the last season or whatever.
Absolutely.
So he's texting me, telling me he's high and whatever, blah, blah. And I'm like, you have a girlfriend. Leave me alone. I find you very entertaining, though, and it's amusing and crazy. And he was like, just send me a photo of your foot. And I was like, I don't want to do that. I'm not going to do that. But then I just did it, like the bottom of my foot, because I was like, I need to get over the shame of what I think, because I have very big feet. I wear a size 11 shoe and I feel like my feet are so long. And I went, fuck it. I don't give a fuck. I don't sexualize my feet. I know he's going to jerk off to it, which he did. And he told me. And I was more into the fact. I don't know.
Where so did
I
you mean, meet no, this individual?
You're like, your foot got someone off.
My foot got someone off. Who knows how many people are jerking off to all of us from the internet
I have like Feetopedia or whatever it's
called. I have a wiki feet. You
yeah,
do too?
Wiki feet. Yeah, that was a real disturbing day for me when I realized I had a wiki feet.
I'm so proud. People buy my Keds sometimes. They like demand buying my shoes. And one time somebody bought my Keds for $250.
Wow.
Just because they were like, how much? And I just made up, I was like, I don't know, $250. And they were like, great. And they just Venmo'd me $250. Am I revealing too much?
No. A guy offered me $700 to sob into a bandana and blow my nose into it while watching my favorite sad movie. And I refused to do it.
Wait, a video though?
I was so broke. That's... No, he didn't want the video. He just wanted me to send him the bandana.
Oh, you should have done it.
And then I put his name into PayPal. Because I was like, I'm going to give you a PayPal request. His real name popped up. I Googled him. He is a town councilman in a very prominent city in this country. And he and his wife serve. He's a political figure.
You didn't get the money?
I couldn't do it. But oh I also God, knew.
Just for the scandal of it all.
I mean, as long as it's not a photo or it's a video, it's ridiculous. You could have just dunked it in a puddle.
Do you know? I'm like, I could be sitting on a wiener-esque situation over here. I could ruin this man's life, and I've had that in my back pocket for years.
Oh my God.
I mean, I don't feel compelled to do it, but I could ruin his goddamn life. Ruin some other lives. Do you want to take our calls?
Let's take our calls.
Okay.
Your calls with me here today.
Hi, Malls. Okay, I don't really want to say my name because I'm embarrassed about the situation. I'm 30 years old. I just wanted to see ask you how you deal with shame. Like, for some reason, like, if I'm a single woman, and if I go out and kiss somebody or maybe have a little bit too much to drink, the next morning I, like, have these, like, OCD thoughts of, like, oh, my gosh, what have you done? You're a bad person. And I don't know. Like, I've been in therapy before, but I just am wondering kind of, like, how people deal with shame in your circle of friends, because I don't have that many friends that I can talk to about this. Anyways, just was wondering how you dealt with that. I don't know why I feel like a bad person when I make out with somebody, but I do. I don't I'm not married. I'm a single girl. I don't know what it is. So if you could just please advise me on that, that'd be great. Okay, thank you. Bye.
What a coincidence.
Oh my God. Okay, so I have so many feelings, thoughts and feelings about this thing. That's what I was saying with the whole like, okay, so 2 days later, after I send this guy, after I go, what a wacky, weird text exchange I'm having with this guy wanting to see my foot, I'm going to send it because I don't give a fuck because this is hilarious to me and it's just my foot. And today I wake up going, oh my God, he hasn't texted me. I'm filled with shame. Oh fuck, and what have I done? I've given my power away. I sent him a photo. I didn't fuck him. I'm never going to. He's just my friend. But the point is, I texted all my girlfriends and I said, why do I do this to myself? Why do women take on all the shame and responsibility? Like, he should feel like the weird sicko.
Yeah.
But it's a theme. I'm sorry. Again, I'm doing it.
No. It's fine. Anybody, it's true.
It's, we're living in a politically correct, bizarre time. But I'm on your side, you guys. But I feel like women take on the shame and the blame and put all.
Absolutely.
Why do we do that? We just have to stop.
I mean, I always attributed it to being raised Catholic, which I think is maybe a misdiagnosis. I think it's not completely wrong, but I think it's maybe a misdiagnosis. I waited to like lose my virginity in a very proper way, like with a boyfriend I was in love with.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, if I could go back in time, Christina said this, like, and tell my younger 20-year-old self something, it would be like, be more slutty. Mine would be as slutty as you were, which was just, you know, I had sex semi-regularly, sometimes with the same I had a fuck buddy for like 5 years that like once every 6 months for 5 years we would hook up. And that was like great because then you do some fill-ins in the middle and you're fine.
Yeah.
Between boyfriends. So if I could go back and tell my 20-year-old, be exactly as slutty as you are, but forgive yourself. I used to call Sunday shame day because like I would wake up every Sunday and just feel like a disgusting piece of shit. Like I would be like, I'm embarrassing. Like I was probably like wasted last night.
Oh, that's the thing.
I would have still slept with him. Like it's the haziness of alcohol makes you question whether or not your intentions were pure, if you came off okay. And like also you say things when you're a little tipsy that you wouldn't normally say. And you're like, well, that was kind of nuts, but like,
I've had those moments.
Yeah. Like, oh fuck, I'm a little crazy. Like, you know, I don't know. I had to deal with shame. Just keep growing, dude.
I wake up with shame. Where I wake up in the morning and you do that, like, wait, what happened last night? That kind of like mind sweep where you go, like, oh, do I have to regret anything I did last night? Mm-hmm. I have those moments every morning, whether I drank or not. It's totally way worse with alcohol.
Yeah,
and that's why alcohol is so dangerous because I'm like, oh fuck, would I have had sex with the guy? Would I have said that thing? Would I have been? I don't know. Would I have revealed so much to that person had I not been drunk? Probably not. But then I had a conversation with my mom. My mom was like, how about you just stop doing this to yourself every time you drink or the next day or second guess yourself? Just own whatever you do.
Right.
You know, just fucking own it. It's fine. Just own it. It's such a more badass way to be. And men do it.
Right.
So I'm so sick of like men just like, they're just so, it's just so much easier. They're it's so much true. Easier. They're easier on themselves. And I'm just like so sick of being so hard on myself and I'm just make myself suffer. And just, and she's 30. She's not even her 20 years old. She's 30. I'm in my 30s. It's like, yeah, it's never ending. So you just got to be like, ease up on yourself, be kind to yourself. And I have Annie Letterman, this comedian girl. Mm-hmm. Do you know her?
Mm-mm.
She's so funny. I'll text her with my shame spirals. And she has this mantra being like, Alexi, we're mountains. Okay, we are a mountain. Nothing can shake us. We can be rained on with a herpes scare. We can be rained on. I'm sorry, I'm just going. But like anything, a guy being mean to us, oversharing, being drunk, whatever. Nothing can rattle you. You are a mountain. And I'm like, oh my God, that's great.
That is really great. That's deep as fuck. You know, I don't know. Ways to combat shame. I have no shame about what happened last night. I'm more ashamed about, hope you had a nice day. Have a nice day.
Oh, God. Oh, that guy was like that before, though.
I'm so cringy. Like, I really, that creeps up probably about 3 times a day in traffic.
Mm-mm.
That's the thing that happens is the creeping up of old memories. Like, even just like fights with ex-boyfriends where I acted psychotic. And I cannot believe I let someone get me to that elevated stage of anger and just psychosis. And like the way that came off and like just how like, yeah, that person has that on me now. That is a big thing that I don't like is feeling like someone has something on me. And like that's something that I often shows up as shame in my life.
It's just we have to do a reframe. Yeah. I feel like I get out of those things by, okay, like the have a nice day. That's an easy one. You just go, I just wanted the guy to have a nice day. What's wrong with that? Only a monster would think that was
well, because thing. That's not, I did not just want him to have a nice day.
So, okay. So you reframe it in your brain and you go, it's no big deal. And then you go next time and then you learn from it. You try to do the reframe so you can just keep living your life. You stay busy.
Right.
Keep listening to music. You just keep moving forward. Just fucking focus on your life and work and whatever. Things that'll serve you better. And then another way to combat it is you go, well, I'm never going to send that kind of text again.
Yeah.
And then you just learn from it. And then you're like, great, that happened with this guy in a safe place where I can learn in the future when you meet somebody you like more who is really your guy.
Right.
You won't do that because you don't want to do that because you already done it with this bonehead. But this bonehead never returned text before.
One something that I want that you're – thank you. You're right. He's a bad texter. One thing that, but also I know I'm prettier than most of the girls he's dated.
Oh my god! Dan, Molly, can I tell you one coping mechanism that I do?
Yeah,
it's I'll lie to myself and I'd say like so the have a nice day thing. I'd be like, oh, he probably doesn't even remember that, or like he doesn't remember me doing that.
Oh
like,
it's yeah, not, sure.
Yeah, like it was just like a small
denial problem. Is great. Denial is awesome. Deny, deny, deny. That's my motto in life, honey.
I tell myself people don't remember things all the time just to like get through the day of like having done something embarrassing and just be like, they don't even remember that.
I have a really good girlfriend who fucking, we went out to dinner and she was mortified when she got to dinner and she sat down. It was with me and Ed. And she's like, do you know what happened? Like last time we had dinner, we were like, no. And I guess she had started her period and like it was on her dress or something.
Yeah.
And Ed and I didn't realize what had happened. Like we just didn't realize it. And for months, she was sitting at home grilling herself, being like, do they like laugh at me behind my back? Like, did they see this and think I'm disgusting? And like, truth be told, Ed and I were just as drunk as she was. We had no idea it happened. And I was like, I honestly was like, I'm mortified that you've been torturing yourself over this. Like, I wish that you had just called me and asked me and I would have cleared this up for you. Or I wish that you would have said something to me that night because I would have like literally taken my own dress off and given it to you. Like,
Where were you? Did she bleed on a couch? Was she at your house? Did she bleed on somebody's couch?
No, furniture? I can't say where we were, okay. But it was a rest. I can't say where we were because it's a tell. But
it's a tell.
It's too big of a tell. But it was a restaurant that we really wanted to go to, and I think she did bleed on the chair.
It's
and
fine, like, Molly. It's Red Lobster.
Yeah,
it's
It was at Red Lobster. It's.
I'm looking at that book you have on your shelf, Marcia Clark, Blood Defense. While we're talking about all this. It's crazy. Oh, here's something weird that happened to me. I did something even worse. I was editing something. I don't know, I just give you unnecessary details and then disclaimers. Because I'm a woman, I'm always apologizing
for
myself.
You're fine.
I was at this girl's house and I was like having my period and I got up and I was, oh my God, I'm never going to have a boyfriend ever again after I tell this story, but I'm telling it so other girls feel less alone and they can know that at least they're not
me. You
got
your period all over the couch. Hard.
Well, no, I got up and I said goodbye to her and then I walked to my car and there was blood streaming down my legs.
No!
Yes! And hold on, can I tell you? And my shame spiral, and I never addressed her, I thought to myself, oh my fucking God, at what point did I start bleeding? Because she had a white couch and I have not been in her house since. Not because I haven't been invited, but I haven't been invited. But we still know each other and we still hang out. And so, oh my God, both of their mouths, you guys.
No, well, here's listen, the thing is,
just say it was tanning.
No, we were.
No, it was. But I'm wondering if there were blood trickle, like leading out, like Little Red Riding Hood, or just like breadcrumbs of blood.
Honestly, here's the thing is that our mouths are both open because we are both women and we understand.
I'm sympathizing.
That's the thing is that this is one thing that I so get. I have so many girlfriends. Marissa Ross said it on Snapchat recently. She's like, of course. She's like, I got my period all over myself the first time I wore white pants in like 10 years. And I'm like, because that's life. Like, that is literally true.
My story's worse.
I think I remember I know your story is bad, but I'm saying that it's bad. But like, I think that we've all been in some sort of precarious situation involving our period, which is also unfair because it's just another like hazard of being a woman on top of having to be embarrassed. Look, did you have shame when you got your period? Did you have period shame?
I think so.
I was so mortified. I begged my mom not to tell anyone. I didn't want anyone to know that about me because I felt like A, it revealed the truth that I have private parts and that they are adults now. And like, it just was like, it felt so embarrassing and personal. And
I can't even buy toilet paper to this day. I get too shy. I can't do it. Oh. And if there's a cute guy in the aisle, no way.
You're like, I don't want him to know that I have to wipe myself. But like, at the same time, like, okay, I used to have a really hard time buying condoms.
Or tampons. I can't buy those either.
Tampons, I don't give a fuck anymore. And one thing that I've gotten to be really good about is I literally have bras all over my house all the time.
Those are sexy. Bras are like, she's got boobs. She's sexy.
I guess so. I mean, but it's inappropriate. Sometimes like I'll have my male podcasting engineer for my other, it comes over and I'm like, Steven, at this point, you've seen every bra I own. I'm like, a lot of them are like beige. And I'm like, that's not sexy. All you know, I said, you have no information on me based on all of these bras, except that I have small boobs and I have options to wear things under white shirts. Like, that's all you know about me based on all the bras sprinkled throughout this house. I did have someone say to me once, if you are too embarrassed to buy condoms, you are not mature enough to have sex.
I'm okay with buying condoms because, again, it's like, I have sex.
Yeah. You were the one who told me that women start carrying them in their purse.
You have to, because guys are always like, don't have them. And they're always like, I can't feel anything, or I hate these things. Right?
Yeah. This guy last night said to me, you have great condoms. And I was like, cool, compliment, dude. Thank you.
Well, you kind of went on a little condom rant on like one of the most recent episodes.
Molly. About how I hate them?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know this man. I'm not going to raw dog this dude. This dude is not raw dogging.
Oh, I was going to say, I hate buying tampons in tandem with things that make it obvious that I am having my period right at that moment.
Yeah, you're like, I'm bleeding.
I'm like, oh, tampons. Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Salami. You don't like pepperoni.
Do you go to a female cashier if that's the option?
Self-checkout, always.
Oh, my God.
I can't even do it. Personal.
Oh, you know what?
You're so private.
Can I tell you what I used to do?
I also just don't want to do the small talk and, like,
right.
have someone know, like, what I'm – I don't know.
Can I tell you what I used to do? And this actually links to white privilege, and I'm not proud of it.
Okay.
I will – grab a paper bag. Let's say I'm wherever I'm at. I don't know, Target. I'll grab a bag and then I'll bring it to the aisle with the tampons and I'll put the tampons in the bag before I bought it. So it looks like I'm stealing.
Yeah. I was just going to say, do you get arrested for shoplifting tampons on the rag?
No, I don't shoplift them. I bring them and I go, listen, I'm very shy about this. And I communicate to the cashier and they get
it. You're so cute. You say that.
Oh, can I tell you another thing real quick?
Honey. That seems so much more intimate than just...
No, it's so dumb. It's also dumb, but I buy Super Plus tampons,
which
apparently don't work.
I do, too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Look, they're not working. They're not plugging
you
me
have
up.
A heavy flow. First of all, what is the point of, like, a light tampon? I feel like that's for, like... And when that starts applying in my life, it means my eggs are gone.
I'm 5'11", okay? I'm 5'11".
Yeah, exactly. It means... I'm staring menopause right in the face. Once you're using a light tampon, you're basically going through menopause.
So you're not into Diva Cups, right? Because I've heard about people who are like, I have a friend, she's into Diva Cups, and she says it like, oh my God, our next guest is here.
Oh my God, maybe it's my firewood delivery.
I might be blocking a car.
No, you're okay. I actually deeply, deeply hate Diva Cups.
Yeah,
and
me too.
I'm sorry. Like, I don't...
Don't apologize to me.
I'm not good at recycling to begin with.
Me neither.
And one thing that I absolutely do not want to recycle is something that goes in my vagina.
Yeah. And I had one of my girlfriends tell me that it's oppressive and, like, sticking a tampon in your vagina is like, the man, the patriarchy being like, oh, we got to plug the problem up. And I'm thinking, isn't it a great idea to keep... I mean, they already don't work for me, obviously. But
right. I mean, like,
I don't want a diva
who the fuck would say that?
I don't know.
The patriarchy?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, does that girl want to not wear bathing suits or skinny jeans? You can't walk. Oh my God. Do you remember in middle school when you could see someone's maxi pad through their jeans?
No.
Oh my God. There was one girl at school, like, it always looked like she had a dick and then, like, a lump in her ass. Like, and I was just like,
maybe she was doubling up.
I think that she just, you know, it was the 90s, like maxi pads were thick as fuck back then. You know, we were all trying to negotiate having our periods. We didn't know.
I wore Depends one time because when I was starting my period because I was so like overwhelmed. That's okay. I'm okay to be single forever. I'm okay. I don't think your demo is who I want to marry.
Maybe they are. To be honest, it's mostly it's like we get the occasional straight guy, but we actually had a straight guy reach out to us and say that he loves when we talk about
she just
periods.
Told me.
Yeah, they were like not unoffended.
And it all comes full circle. I just have to tell this story because if not now, when? Okay, so. I was at Trader Joe's before I had my weird period trickle situation, right? months prior to that, I was at Whole Foods having my period, unsure if I was going to bleed over the allotted amount of cotton that I had in my vagina.
You were
right?
Like, oh my God, don't sneeze. Don't
I was
sneeze.
Like, I was like, but I got to get my half and half real quick because it's on the way, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. So I'm at Trader Joe's and all of a sudden I see trickles of blood and I know I'm having my period and I'm worried that I'm on the tail end of my tampon. And I think, oh my God, how could this be? How
were
could
you
this
wearing
be?
Pants?
I was wearing a skirt.
Oof, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I thought, and then I ran into friends and I was like panicked, freaking filled with shame, being like, I can't talk now. I got to get out of here. Like, I just got to buy the half and half and go. Turns out it wasn't, I didn't bleed through. It wasn't me. So whose trickles of blood did those belong to at Trader Joe's on 3rd Street in Fairfax? And then later I ended up trickling blood another point.
That's why I think that's why we were immediately sympathetic when you started talking about the friend thing and why your friend has probably never brought this up to you.
Oh,
listen,
God.
Girls.
Oh my God.
Girls be dealing with their periods. Like we all know. Like Alexi, you can get your period all over my house. I don't care.
I don't want to.
I know you don't want to, but if you did.
But I was wearing this dress when it happened, actually.
Oh, it's a really okay.
Thank you.
Perfect.
It's a black.
Okay. First of all, I was like, why are you dressed like a sexy witch right now? I love it.
It's like a fashionable
moo-moo. Or you're trying to like pick someone up at a funeral.
It's a moo-moo, except it's like form fitting.
I got it Forever 21.
It's really are you for fucking real?
No, it's a two piece. You guys can't see it. I know this is an auditory thing.
Sweetheart, I assume that came from like a very, very chic. I thought you were on, like, I was like, oh, damn, Alexi went to Barney's.
Oh, God, never. Oh, wait, American Apparel for the top.
Okay.
And then the whatever I'm wearing here. What would you call this?
It's a dress.
It's a dress. It's like a smock. It's like an apron dress, casual.
You
chic,
have to wear
billowy.
A shirt underneath.
You have to wear
it,
a shirt
sure.
underneath. It ties into a bow. It's just I don't care, but I do care. But kind of Sofia Coppola vibes or whatever.
Yeah, I bought a female bow tie when I was in Austin recently. It's called a female bow tie, and it was like, dude, I was like, it's setting it off. I wanted to go back and get more.
That particular tie is like, what is that called?
A pussy bow.
Yeah. A pussy bow. You guys.
Do you remember Melania Trump wore a pussy bow?
Please. Don't.
A pink pussy bow shirt the day after the I Grab Your Pussy scandal came out. And I mean, I'm sorry. A lot of people were like, my Allison Fur actually tweeted, she's like, you guys, it's called a pussy bow because it's named after like, I'm like, it's just a little on the nose.
It's
like whoever styled her knew that
Wags
was called,
very strong
it's called
the pussy bow.
It was like the Gucci pussy bow shirt. That's literally what the shirt was called. Whoever styled her must have known that and said nothing. And I just was like, Melania Trump doesn't care about us just like her husband.
I'm trying to Insta snap while I do this because I've hit the full crossover.
Are you doing Insta stories now?
That's why I don't follow your life anymore. I'm missing out on everything because I'm not on Snapchat anymore.
Why did you give up Snappy? Shame?
Shame?
Well, no, I'm just saying that's the theme of today's podcast.
Oh, no. Well, maybe. I just felt I got lazy.
Yeah,
a different
you don't
thing.
Want to do it anymore.
But I like, now I miss out on your things.
To answer our, no, it's okay. You're fine. You're okay. Better off.
But I like it when Probably. You get drunk. I do like it when you get drunk and you snap and then you don't delete.
No.
You're so strong. Talk about not having shame and just being a badass. She doesn't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
And it's so great. And I'm right there just being like, she is so real. She's so entertaining. She's living her life, making me feel less alone in mine.
I did delete a snap that I did downstairs when I was last night. Oh, this is another great thing.
Let me see this guy.
I am so beyond shame at this point that last night I straight up, after this guy passed out in my bed, I went downstairs. I made a bowl of ice cream. I put Fritos on it.
You did?
And then I came upstairs and I ate it next to his sleeping body.
Oh, he's probably in love with you. Are you going to have sex with him again?
I don't even know if this guy man knows my name.
He knows. You met on Tinder.
I know. But
your name,
like,
is there.
I don't remember. I think that you have so many, when you have so many matches.
Oh, come on.
Like, I've got Johns. I've got Jonathans. I've got, you know, Bens. It's all basically the same name. All guys' names have four letters.
Oh.
And, like, that's it.
Vanderpump Rules real quick.
Yeah.
Now that Stassi is friends with Kristen Doty or whatever. Stassi was saying something about how Kristen has no shame, how it's just like something that does not exist in Kristen. Is completely. It Kirsten or Kristen?
Kristen.
Kristen. And I thought that was so, that was an episode I watched last night. And I thought that was so funny. It's like Stassi's so on the nose and hilarious. I'm so glad she's back or whatever. But yeah, it's a true thing.
Kristen does, it seems like she has no shame.
She had
at
it removed.
All.
And I want that too.
The shame removal process.
I want the self-awareness I have, and you've got great self-awareness. Mm-hmm. Let's keep
crippling that. Self-awareness.
Crippling self-awareness. Let's keep that because it's like we're funny and we're sharp and like we know what's going on.
But yeah, we're in on the bit.
We're in on the bit. We see ourselves clearly. Yeah. Don't think we don't. And then just but like remove the shame. Because yeah. then that's where the suffering happens.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's lots of suffering.
Sometimes
all over.
I wonder, though, because it seemed like the people on that show are really easily hurt by criticism, like especially online. Oh, and yeah. Kristen in particular, I know, dislikes me because of some comments that I've made.
No.
Like, and Jess,
I'm scared.
I've said this before. I don't think about Kristen as like a kid. I don't think about her as like a person that has like a family. I know she does. And I'm not, and that's not.
She's a kid?
No, I'm saying like who, okay. like I'm not saying like, I understand she has an inner child. I understand she has a soul that is sweet and natural. I understand that exists. That is not the Kristen I'm commenting on.
Yeah.
The Kristen I'm commenting on is what is on my television
yeah.
that she has signed up to be on.
That's her problem.
Multiple seasons. She knows she plays the crazy person on the show. She laughs about it. So it's like, why am I not allowed to comment on that?
I'm just irritated that her fucking boyfriend, Carter, is such a babe.
You think he's hot? I think he worked at like the Hudson or something.
Oh, really?
And that's how they met. He was a bartender at the Hudson.
Oh, my God.
I think
of course you know this.
So he was a bartender at the Hudson. Years ago, Katie had a one night stand with him.
I just saw that episode, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then they saw each other on Tinder. And they were. Oh. She was like, he looks familiar.
Not
and then
Raya?
She realized, maybe Raya. It was like a dating app, I think. But it was either Tinder or Raya. I'm not sure. But yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, I just think he's so attractive. And then she went on that date with that guy Alex, who spells Alex A L E K S, which I cannot get behind.
Oh, yeah.
And he went. And on their date, I remember him being like, Alex said, "Yeah, I never would have taken you on a date. I never would have taken you on a date if I thought you were crazy."
What's also like, crazy is that he's on another Bravo show. He's on Below Deck.
I know.
And what How is also crazy, like this is my favorite though. Alexi, let's find out if you've ever been this shameful. Look, I mean, our caller needs to listen to this. Kristen literally says, I packed an overnight bag. Do you remember at the dinner? She's like, because it's like, she's like, I'm not gonna get drunk. She's like, it's either I don't get drunk or, you know, whatever. And I'm like, girl, you're on a TV show. Take home an Uber.
Yeah.
Like, why are you showing up to a guy's house with an overnight bag? Like, what are you, Jennifer Love Hewitt? She's written the most crazy date. But oh, here's a good tip. Read Jennifer Love Hewitt's The Day I Shot Cupid, and you will never be embarrassed about anything you ever do in a relationship again, because you need to know that kind of crazy exists in this fine world.
It's a book
she's
wrote?
She's nuts.
She wrote a book?
Yeah, she wrote a book. And I'm so glad she's married now, because it seemed like love. It's about, you know, The Day I Shot Cupid. Like, I'm done with being loved. She claims in the book she invented vajazzling.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
It's a wild, wild read. It's so good. It's Jamie Kennedy. It was also her boyfriend at the time.
Oh, really?
So there's like a chapter where he's like, hey, y'all, like, it's me, Jamie Kennedy. My girl J Love, she's got some like he writes like.
I wonder
some,
if like, he read the audiobook in the audiobook. Too.
I don't know, but I'm like he's doing some crazy. His writing is like some crazy Jamie Kennedy jive talk. Like I'm like, what the hell is this early 2000s bullshit? It's the most painful shit of all time.
I had sex with an actor from Blossom a long time ago that I met at Crunch.
Wait, which one, Vinny?
Wait, which one? Is that the one who went to rehab on the show?
I don't know. He's the really hot one.
No, not the hot one. Never the hot one.
Not Joey.
God.
Whoa. No.
It was Joey Lawrence, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. That's what I'm saying. It was like the
you don't have to talk.
The little Jewish guy. I'm Jewish too. I'm allowed to say that.
The little Jewish guy. Oh yeah. I said that on my snap today that the guy that I went on a date with last night was a cute Jew. Is that offensive?
No.
Okay. Because like that's a type, right? Like cute,
Yeah,
like cute Jewish guy.
I think I ruined it with the guy I went to dinner. I met at a dinner yesterday.
Yeah.
Should I, like, because I asked him his height. I think he's shorter than me and I'm 5'11". And I was like, how tall are you? 5'2", 5'3", 5'7". That's aggressive. I ruined it. It's me being defensive.
No, I think you're fine. I think you're fine.
But I can't say I shouldn't forward him the email. Now I'm like backtracking. This is what women, we get together and then we just give each other horrible advice and then call it a day and then reel and spiral in shame afterwards.
What I would wonder if I was you is, does it look weird that you went through your emails from 2011?
No, I just have to put in his name.
I know, but that's it's not like, right, okay. I happened upon this email from 2011. Like, not, hey, I searched your name in my email box. What a coincidence. Well,
because I was like, where do we know each other from?
Right.
It's still crazy. Yeah, I'm not.
You
I
can't
never.
Say that. You can say I was trying to pinpoint where I knew you from. And
it's crazy.
It does. No, I don't know. All right. So we should wrap it up because I have no answers for you on how to cure shame. Obviously, I battle it on a daily basis. Yeah. Read Jennifer Love Hewitt's book. That's all I have.
I thought we did a great job.
Okay, next call.
Hi, Malls, and Please Advise Nation. My name is Christy, and I'm calling in about a friend of mine. She was my college roommate, and she's one of my best friends to this day. She's an amazing person. She's a genius. She's thoughtful. She's just my best friend. She's the closest thing to a sister I have. So she was dating this guy her senior year of high school. He cheated on his girlfriend, who was a few years younger than them, with my friend, then started dating her. And basically, like, all 4 years of college, he kind of toggled back and forth between the two of them. And then my friend moved to New York for a few years and was dating other people. And they weren't really in each other's lives much. And he was dating the younger girl. She moved home to Columbus and now they're like fully on, and I'm pretty sure the younger girl also lives in Columbus. And I, the like pickle that I'm in is that I really like the dude. He is so funny and fun to be around, and he's thoughtful. Like, he's a very good listener and he is caring. I've seen him with his family. He remembers like my birthday. He's one of the first people to text me every year. Every time I'll visit, he'll like text me to make sure I got home okay. He will, like, text me if I visit and he's not there and say, like, he's sorry he missed me. So, like, it's just so confusing to me that somebody could be, like, so thoughtful and kind, but then, like, just be a cheater. I mean, it's just, like, a weird disconnect for me. I just don't get it. Like, I just don't think somebody who habitually cheats would be, you know, a person that I like, and I do really like him. So do I just trust him because my friend does? I don't know. Please advise.
Quick interruption. That is not an Alexi-related call. We did a little bit of a call with Christina's mom. Hump day treat. Hump day. It's a hump day treat. Every Please Advise is a hump day treat. But this is a special hump day treat because it's one of my favorite people in the entire world, who birthed one of my other favorite people in the entire world. It's Christina Lopez's mom, Dirty Diana 100. That's what I decided her Twitter name would be years ago.
Her Snapchat name is Dirty Diana and then a series of numbers, but yes.
I love it. I love it. R.I.P. Prince. I actually was thinking of Dirty Diana.
It's Michael Jackson.
Dirty Diana's Michael Jackson. Oh, yeah, it was Prince.
No, it was Michael Jackson.
Well, I guess I should be sad about that too. Why did I think it was Prince?
I don't know.
Anyway, listen, I love Diana. She's the fucking shit. She answers a call on this week's episode that is just, she's heaven. Enjoy the accent. Enjoy the wisdom. Enjoy just one of my favorite people. And yes, Christina, anything to say about your sweet mom?
No, I love my mom. I can't wait to have her on the show, actually.
Yes,
she's
know.
Planning to come out to California next year.
Fuck yes.
So
stay we could even do that. One if we're both in Brooklyn at the same time. We could do one at your house. That would be amazing.
Oh, my God. My that mom would love that.
Buck wild.
When I prepped her for this call, I was like, you know, be yourself. Don't, you know, try to. And she was just like, oh, I'm ready.
Oh, yeah. No, your mom.
She was like, do you want me to be honest? And I was like, yeah, be honest.
She has no. Your mom. I don't. If you told me Diana had a confidence issue in any department, I wouldn't believe you. Not because, like, she's cocky, but just because, like, why wouldn't she be a. She, I mean, yeah. What does she have to worry about? She's killing it.
I know. I was like, are you ready? She's like, are you ready?
Yeah. Born ready, honey. All right. Here's a call.
Hello.
Hi, Diana. It's Molly.
Molly. How are you, honey? I miss you.
I miss you. That's what I was going to lead with. I haven't seen you in so long.
I know. I can't wait to get back to California and see my daughter and see you too, Molly.
I know. I want to come to New York and meet your beautiful granddaughter. I can't believe how big she is.
Yeah, she is. She's wonderful.
She's so cute. Like Christine is.
Yeah.
What?
I said, how's everything with you?
Oh, everything with me is good. Settled into the house and work's going really well. Lots of different creative projects. Wags is good and healthy. And that's really all you can ask for. My mom's coming out here for Christmas, which should be nice. We're going to go to Palm Springs for a few days and have girl time. Yeah.
Enjoy your time with your mom. Yeah.
I will. While I can, right? Tell before I kill her.
Please, please send her my regards.
I absolutely will.
Get together again soon.
I would love that. So did you listen to this insane person who called?
I did, and I have a very strong opinion.
You do?
I do.
So
I have. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, did you fully understand what was going on there? Because both Christina and I had to listen to it a couple times before we realized exactly what she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
So just to recap, because if Christina and I have a hard time understanding what she's saying, what a caller is saying, the audience has a hard time. So basically this girl was dating, this girl has a best friend who's been dating a guy. In the past, the guy has been a cheater, but he's also like the most thoughtful, sweet guy that she's known, like, period. So she's worried about her best friend dating this guy that has a cheating personality, but he also has a lot of great qualities as well. That's basically it. I don't know if he's currently cheating on her or not. I think it sounded like he might not be, but I don't know. So what do you think?
I think that he probably is, because it says a lot about his character, and that's a character flaw for me.
Yeah.
I think that I'm sure he can be very charming.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I call it, being charming, being con, because in order for him to be involved with two women, you have to be charming.
Absolutely. That's true. I mean, I wondered if it was like a thing. I was going to give him a pass, but until you said that, I was going to give him a pass because they cheated. When he cheated, they were very young. They were in college.
But she's 27. I forgot to tell you.
So now she's 27. I feel like you can be a different person than you were in college at 27. But I think that cheating in particular is one of those things that if you have it in you, you'll always have it in you.
Yeah, I just think it's very hard to give up because it's acceptable to him. I don't know if it may be acceptable, but the same girl known that he's cheated and she's accepted that. So I'm just wondering if it's the same relationship that they have all the time that doesn't change it. He thinks she accepts his cheating, so he does it.
Right. You're right. I think that's exactly right. And he knows that, he knows that he can play her.
Yes. Yeah.
But, okay.
I think that, you know, women have to value themselves. I don't know if she values herself so much as she's willing to share her guy with somebody else. I don't understand that part.
Yeah. I mean, definitely.
Call me selfish. I don't know.
No, I will not call you selfish, Diana, because I think the truth is that guys in particular, there is something about a guy being cheated on. Like if the girl cheats, I've noticed that guys have a harder time coming back from that than just about anything. Guys can't handle being cheated on.
It's scorched earth for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
But meanwhile, their behavior, and this is especially with the very like machismo guys, like their behavior is to be tolerated. But if their woman cheats on them, that's it.
Absolutely.
And we see this in a lot of old school Brooklyn attitudes, right, Mom?
Yes. Yes, we do indeed. But I think, you know why I have such a high opinion about him, Molly, is because I've had one family member and a friend that I've known for 40 years. Also their husbands, and they cheated on their wives for many years. So
for
to
decades.
Me, I think it's,
yeah.
Yes. So to me, I have a very strong opinion about that, but also sometimes it's very hard for a man to change. And I think it has a lot to do with the ego. They get something in their ego when they're seeing two women.
Yeah.
It's just something their... Go ahead.
Well, if you were like this girl's best friend and you have a best friend, would you say you have a best friend or a good friend that's been in this situation? Did you say anything to her about it, knowing that it was going on, or say to her like, hey, before you get in any deeper with this guy or before you spend the next decade of your life with this man, maybe consider the fact that he's been unfaithful to you the entire time?
I just think it's very hard to tell somebody that doesn't want to listen to you because they're in that relationship. And I think part of it has to do a lot with control also. That's the way I see it. And I think until they're ready to listen to you, I think as a friend, I'm just there. Whenever she has any issues or any problems, I'm just there to listen to her until she's ready to accept or see the situation. I'm going to always stand by my friend and just listen to her. I may give her an opinion or two, but until she's ready to accept and realize the type of guy that she's with, until then, you know, I don't think she's going to realize it. I think if she accepts it, you know, you can tell her, say, you know, this guy's no good for you. But if she's not willing to accept that, you can't change her mind.
Yeah, I have a rule with, like, friends and dating that I'm never going to tell anyone anything about their relationship that they don't know. Like, I'm never going to be the bearer of bad news for someone. I don't think that's my place. And also it just winds up burning you personally. Like, your friend doesn't,
I agree.
You know, your friend's going to tell you to like fuck off. Sorry. Pardon my language, Diana. But, you know, but you know, I mean, really, I think that I've been in way too deep with guys before and been in bad situations. And Christina's been a great friend to me because she's known, like, this is not the right guy for Molly, but I'm not going to say anything right now because, one, she's not about to, like, marry the dude or anything. And, two, like, she's really in love.
No, it was more because, like, you're not going to listen to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the way I feel. I feel that you're not going to listen because you're so in love. And you haven't, I mean, this guy is probably to you. You think he's wonderful. And until you're ready to open your eyes, it's not going to happen. And then, like you said, I'm going to be the bad guy because I'm telling you something negative about your boyfriend.
Yes, exactly. But here's one thing that I thought too, is I think it's a little bit odd. And like, you have a very thoughtful husband. He's a great guy. I think it would be a little bit odd though, if Willie was texting your best friend on her birthday first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Texting her to see if she got home.
Yeah, I picked up on that too. I think that she, like she said, oh, he's very caring. He's very, and I said, something's just not right there. Maybe, I don't know. I got some kind of feeling that it doesn't seem right that he's texting her. He calls on her birthday. I don't know. I just think that these guys are very charming. When they have to have all these relationships, they have to be a charming type of person. They have to have a charming personality in order for them to keep both women or three women interested. So you don't even know if you're getting the real guy.
True.
That's the way I have to look at it.
What I was going to say, Mom, there was something that she mentioned in terms of his like kindness that to me immediately struck me as manipulative. Like both the family member that we share, Mom, it has that same quality to him. He was the kind of guy who would like, whenever we all went out for dinner at a particular diner, he would pick up the check. He would drive people places. He would like get you some sort of Tiffany lamp that fell off a truck. if you know what I mean. But all that was like to build up this kind of facade that he was a good guy, so that you wouldn't question his motives, like, oh yeah, of course he's working late, you know what I mean, and B, it's to manipulate you to not feel like he's distrustful.
Also, when someone's picking
or
up
feel
the tab and
for questioning him,
when someone's picking up the tab and always doing the right thing, that's their way of, it puts you in a position where you would feel guilty for saying like, so what about this? Like, trying to poke holes in his situation would make you feel bad because he's the guy that always picks up the check. There's a concept of like financial domination in relationships that we recently discussed. And it doesn't happen in just romantic relationships. you know, I love my stepdad to death, but I definitely think that he can throw his wallet around as a way of trying to make everyone endeared to him and very happy. Mm-hmm. He's the first person to always pick up every check. He will book me a plane ticket and pay for it, even when I'm like, I can get my own plane ticket. You don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. And it's a way of kind of just controlling everyone very subtly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's also a way for them, like, to reward themselves, to like, make them feel good, because there's some amount of guilt there whenever they're doing, like, no matter how cavalier they are about cheating, there's some modicum of guilt that comes out.
Yeah.
And so that makes them feel better, like, oh, at least I'm paying for this, like, I'm a good guy. So they do it in part to also build up their own egos.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I just think there's some kind of flaw there in this guy's personality. He's probably charming. I've seen it. I've seen it in that family member. I've seen it in my friend's husband. I mean, they could sit there and lie to you all the time. They lie. They're so good at lying.
That's so the way, do you think you know, that there's...
And manipulating.
Do you think there's any way to forgive a cheater or to move on from something like this? Like, is there a reality that this girl... Oh my God, sorry. My dog is barking. Is there a reality in which this girl could stay with this guy and it would all be... like copacetic, or does she just need to like shut the whole thing down?
I think that it's very hard. I can tell you from my experience that to me, it's a wasted years. And that's the way I look at it, because both of my family member and my friend, they wasted their year with this guy who was lying to them all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's a waste because they could have been with somebody else that made them happy.
Exactly. And she is 27 years old and she's in, I think it was Cleveland or something. Mm-hmm. That is like
Pittsburgh.
That is like prime time. 27 years old, Pittsburgh. Yes. Like she should be lining up prospects if she wants to get married, or if she wants, this is the time that she really needs to be focusing on that sort of stuff and not necessarily just sticking with the same old flavor because it works now. I don't know. Yeah, I just feel bad for this girl.
My question would be, how can she even be in a relationship with someone you can't trust?
Right.
If you have trust issues from the beginning, you know. It's not like she doesn't know the type of person he is. She does. And yes, maybe somebody can change, but I think you have to have a lot of intensive therapy to do that. Years of therapy to do that.
Absolutely. So I think that, just to wrap it up, to my caller, I think you are in a precarious kind of shitty situation, but you can't do anything about it. Just be there for your friend. She's going to either spend her life with this guy and pay for it dearly, or she will find out in due time that he hasn't changed much and she's blowing her 20s with the wrong guy.
Yeah. Her youth.
Yeah.
She needs to move on. And I think the only thing I can tell her friend, is just to be there and listen to her friend. I think it's very hard for you to give an opinion if that person is in love and is not willing to listen, you know? So I think that she just has to be there for our friend and listen. That's it.
Of course you're Christina's mom, because Christina's the best listener ever. So it makes total sense. Diana, thank you so much. I can't wait to see you soon.
Welcome.
I don't know when I'm going to see you, but I know I miss you too. I want to come to New York soon. Sometime next year.
Please,
hopefully,
sure.
It'll be when Christina is there and we can all see each other. It'll be awesome.
Okay, guys. Love you guys. Love you.
Bye.
Love you,
okay, honey. Bye.
Damn, she's good. Let's get back to Alexi.
Hey, Molly and Christina. Also, Molly calling. I have a bit of a dilemma. I've been in a long-distance relationship with my boyfriend for almost a year. He's the love of my life. He lives in South Africa and I live in New York. I'm doing my master's here. We've been long distance for about 2 months. And it's gotten to the point where he can't do it anymore. He called me this morning and broke up with me. And he says that he still wants to be together. He still loves me. And he wants to be with me after I graduate, which is in a year and a half. But he just can't be with me in the interim, and he doesn't want to talk to me. So I'm completely broken. I've been crying all morning. I went on a run, threw up because I ran too fast. And I just don't know really where to go from here. I don't know what to say to him. I don't know
how to navigate these next few weeks. Also, I'm supposed to see him in a week. I have a plane ticket. It costs like $2,000. And I don't know if I should cancel it or if I should go see him and work this out in person or if I'm going there to try to convince him of something he's already decided. Also, I'm 24. Also went to Boston College from Boston. I love the podcast, and I would love to hear your thoughts on whether I should go see him to work this out in person or if he's just full of shit. Thanks.
Christina commented at how much I perked up when she said she went to Boston College, but I'll tell you something.
You look like that little emoji that's like very wide mouth smile.
Yeah,
open because, a little bit. You're like, ee.
Yeah, I mean, look, like once an eagle, always an eagle. Like I had the best fucking time of my life at Boston College. I am one of those people that will never get over college. Like it just was the best fucking time ever. Love my Eagles, love a fellow Eagle. So, Alexi, to recap for you, what happened was is she's been dating a guy long distance for a while. She still has like a little bit of school left that she has to do, a year and a half of school. He called her and said he broke up with her over the phone because it's long distance. And he said, I want to be with you when you graduate, but for the next year and a half, like I can't be with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking he wants to
get... And he's not talking. Like, there's no communication at all.
Happening. Exactly. And so she had bought a plane ticket to go see him that was apparently $2,000.
Refund. He should have bought it for her.
Well, that's not true. She says, like, should I go on this trip and try to convince him to be with me again?
No.
No, honey, you can't... You shouldn't want to be with someone that doesn't want to be with you. Like, you can't be... Like, trying to convince someone to care about you is, like, the saddest... I'm sorry. It's like one of the saddest things you can do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like I've been there like begging a guy not to break up with me. And I'm like, I'm going to just grovel for a minute here. I'm like, I'm going to own it. Like if you leave me, I will die. Like I'm not saying I will kill myself. I'm saying I will drop dead. My heart will stop functioning. Yeah. Do not leave me. And it sucks because first of all, one, that's not true. Two, you're giving them all this fucking power. Like, I mean, hi, here's some power. Like, yeah. I'll die without you. Power. Like, you don't... I think this guy wants to get his dick wet IRL, and he just doesn't want to say that to you. And yeah. I think that that's really, like, honestly, I'm sorry. It sucks. It's like, it feels... It's, like, sad.
He expects that you're still going to be there.
I mean, that's the thing, too, is that... I did get back with a boyfriend after I graduated when I said I want to be single my senior year. Okay. And I want to be single when I spend my summer in LA interning and I don't, you know, and we wound up getting back together like a year later. He followed me out to LA. That lasted like 6 months, crashed and burned real quick once he came across the country. But I think that if you are still in a university setting, this is like one of the most on and pop in times of your life. Like if I could go back to college and be nicer to the guys that liked me then. I had like Southern millionaires in love with me when I was in college, like in love with me. Like, and I'd be like, I don't feel like dating you right now. Like, and now that I look back, you're never just going to have like a platter of dicks in front of you the way that you do when you're in college.
I didn't
go to college.
I am not familiar with what grad school sex is like.
Go fucking undergrad. I don't know. They're around. Also, she's in Boston still. Like, Boston's the hottest dudes.
That's true.
So does Chicago. Chicago's super hot dudes. Austin, Texas has really hot dudes. I don't know.
And I also think I like listening to this, whatever. Oh, God, I'm rambling because there's a whole other thing I'm going to talk to you about in a minute. Something just horrible happened. But
okay, are you okay?
Yeah, and everything's fine. I like the path of least resistance. That's what I always have to tell myself. Like, don't do anything. Like, don't try to fight for the thing. I mean, I get you can fight for love and you want to fight for your career, but I just feel like, I don't know. If he's trying to get out, what are you fighting for? Oh, okay. This is the nightmare right now.
What's happening?
I screen grabbed the email, sent it to my friend whose party it was yesterday, and there's no service in your house. And she went, oh my God, I got to forward this to the guy. And I was like, no.
Oh, no. So, I'll give you my Wi-Fi password. No, it's fine. Alexi, no, you need to take care of that business. I'm going to say something to you. I'm going to say something to this girl who called. For a lot of my life, there were a lot of things that I thought I wanted. I thought I wanted to be with a certain guy. I thought I wanted to, be in certain social groups. I didn't understand why I couldn't get those things, and it made me miserable. Or I went for the thing even though I knew I couldn't have it, or I thought it was wrong. And ultimately, the lesson that I have learned in my 30s is the only thing I actually really want for myself is just to not hurt and to not be in pain. And I think that pursuing this guy who has told you that he doesn't want to be with you, as shitty as that is and as awful as that feels, it will feel so much worse in the long run if you continue to, if you drag this out. Like, going to see him is giving yourself a sense of hope. And it also is, I've been, you know, I had a really good friend who dated a girl for years, long distance. And he went to go visit her in New York for 2 weeks. And the first day of the 2 week trip, she broke up with him. And he had to stay in her apartment with him and grieve his relationship for 2 weeks. Cause we were like 20 something and broke. And like, he couldn't just like fly himself back here. Like, you can, because some people are fucking assholes sometimes. And they don't, and people also, when you're young, like, it's really, when you're in a relationship, the thing with a relationship, and you should be happy about this, Molly, other Molly, love you, girl.
Yeah.
Fly like an eagle, honey. So I remember when I had my very first boyfriend, like my first like boyfriend that we dated for like 6 months or something. And it was freshman year of high school. And I remember my mom saying to me, like, do you understand, like, what a relationship is? And I was like, yeah, like, he's my boyfriend. She's like, well, she's like, he is. And she's like, but the difference between a friendship and a crush and a relationship is that when you're in a relationship with someone, you are emotionally responsible for them. You are, like, you know, you not, like, in the sense that that the way that, like, that you have to take care of them emotionally 100%. It's that you are saying, I'm signing up for caring about your feelings. And I remember I wanted to break up with him. And my mom said to me again, do you remember when I told you that a relationship is about being emotionally responsible for someone? And I said, yeah. And she said, it sounds like you don't want to be responsible for his emotions anymore. So the only thing that you can do is, I think you should break up with him. And I remember calling him, and I was in, you know, freshman year of high school. And I was like, Todd, I really care about you. I feel like we've grown apart. And it was rough. Like, it was rough. It doesn't feel good to dump people. I understand that. I feel, you have to understand, it's not easy for him to do what he just did. But he did do you a favor, because he's saying, I don't want to be emotionally responsible for you anymore. And in doing that, he's giving you a gift, because now you have an opportunity to move on and take care of yourself and not prolong this. Like, he's already said, I don't want to do this anymore. He doesn't want to be emotionally responsible for you. Yeah. That makes total sense. And also, this is a great time in your life. You should be, especially if you're in Boston, like, girl, go have fun. Enjoy school. Get the best grades you can. I'm sure by the time you graduate, you're not even going to, like, be into this clown anymore. And I'm sure he's not a clown. I'm sure he's a very nice person. But for the sake of it, let's just say he's a clown. And I think you're good.
And being single is great. I always forget.
Yeah.
You know, part of me, I get scared. I love being single right now. And then I'm scared to go and get into a new relationship, because I feel like, oh God, it's so scary to make yourself vulnerable. But then I'm actually looking forward to my next major breakup, because so much good stuff actually comes out of a breakup too.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you make stuff, you work harder, you focus on work to try to distract yourself, and you get a lot of shit done, and you feel feelings. Like, it's all part of it. It's just all, like, I don't know, part of the continuum.
But if you are a college student, you probably need that $2,000 that you put into that plane ticket.
Jesus.
And I'm going to make a recommendation to you. You have winter break coming up. Redirect that fucking plane ticket to someplace fabulous that you can go by yourself. Go to Hawaii. Exactly. Go to you can get a trip to London for like $450 right now.
How do you know that?
Because my friend told me in Austin. And I was just like, yeah, like, I don't know. This is a perfect time for you to just go treat yourself with that money. Go get some French dick or something. Oh, Paris is really romantic. Everyone, like, runs around and is super flirty and nice. And you deserve that.
French dick.
I don't trust French guys.
You don't?
I just don't. I never heart them on Raya. I'm not on Raya anymore, actually. I just lurk.
Yeah, I can with Raya. There's nothing. I don't want to date a famous person. Like, if you qualify for Raya, I'm probably not interested in you.
But you're on there too.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't want to date me either.
That's the name of your next book.
I wouldn't want to date me either.
That's the Woody Allen thing.
But yeah, so, I mean, look, but yeah, we all look.
Look.
There's like, someone out there who's willing to deal with your brand of crazy. There's someone out there who would have, you know, happily deal with it. And same with me and same with Christina and same with everyone else. There's going to be someone else that's receptive to the fact that you're in grad school and isn't going to be a dick. It's like when Jax on Vanderpump Rules broke up with Carmen and he's like, come on, it's like, you're going to law school and I'm not going to be there for you during that. Like that's,
I mean, that's one of my
favorite lines ever.
Everybody has something and like they're going to have to deal with your shit and you're going to have to deal with their shit too.
Mm-hmm. Word life.
Did Jax break up with what's her name?
Brittany?
Yeah.
No, honey, they might be getting a spinoff.
No. Oh, my God.
I think it's going to be like a fish out of water story because, you know, she's got those really conservative parents back home that don't even drink.
Oh, my God.
Like they're that. I think it's like Baptist or something. Oh. They don't even drink.
I'm just thinking about the boobs thing where he's like, you want D's, right? You want D's.
And oh, God. Like, that really. Was so rough.
Oh, God.
See, if I'm paying for them, I'm going to decide how big they are. I'm like, you are surgically implanting something into a young woman's body. This week when her top kept popping open during the confessional.
I didn't see this week. I'm only on last season.
Oh, okay. Well, you'll just wait because okay. When she gets those D's, there's not a dress in Los Angeles that can contain them.
Really?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, my God. By the way, back to this narrative real quick. Girl, she has not gotten back to me. This was already a thing. She was like, thanks for the flowers last night. But I just had a stream of like, no, don't. Please. No, no. You can say I remembered him, but please don't say anything. Makes me look lame. No. See, I sent like a fancy like European text.
No. Oh, yeah. When you ask.
I don't usually do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I
people do that. I don't.
That like actually that. When people's end questions is like, that's good. Yeah. Like for some reason. Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
I don't
that's
like that
that's triggering for me.
Yeah. Me too.
It's super trigger. I don't know why. Like I had an ex that said that because Eddie Vedder used to say it. And so he just adopted it into his vocabulary at first as a joke. And then it became a thing. That's great. Yeah. No, stop saying that. It's triggering. I'm upset.
But people are doing that. Great. No, that's a little bit fancy. Like, but it's kind of snooty. It's not really who I am. I don't know why I did that. But I think that's, I'm like, talking to her on her level, but I'm probably just whatever. But here's the thing. Reframe, quick reframe. If she already passes it along to the guy, no big deal. If she lets him know that I remembered from the emails that I searched, if she...
I think he'd actually be flattered.
No big deal. Yeah, can we just be delusional altogether? Like, yeah, listen, I'm just living I'm on a podcast right now.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm living my life. I have my own podcast. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm busy.
You're busy.
I don't want anything from this guy.
You don't want anything.
Oh, sorry. I look him up because I'm like, oh, where do I know you from? Whoops. That's my bad.
And by the way, I think it's cute because I think a guy will be flattered that you like texted your girlfriend about him as opposed to like just,
just aggressively emailing him.
Why don't you just text him?
She's not writing back.
I hope you have a nice day. Why don't you text him that and see how you feel?
I'm not a loser. I would never text that.
I mean, literally, can you kill me? Like, I know I have to do another podcast after this, but Alexi, can you take me out behind my house and just blow my brains out? I'm so embarrassed. I hope you have a nice day. And do you want to know why I said it? Not because I hoped he had a nice day, because I wanted attention from a man, because it would make me feel better, and because I think I'm hotter than other girls he's dated.
Is that so bad? Is that so wrong?
It's not great. What did she say?
That's a different friend I don't care to hear from.
You're like, okay.
Oh, God. God. Wait, who are we going to end up with? What's going to happen to us? We got to get Chris Medina here.
You know what? Chris Medina, first of all, I'm not thirsty for a guy. Boy, I don't want a boyfriend. This is
me neither.
That's the other thing, too, that pisses me off about this guy is that I think he thinks I want to be the guy that I asked out and said, I hope you have a nice day.
Oh, God. I feel better now.
We're both hope you totally have cool. a nice day.
oh my God.
Like, that's not something I just text to people in my phone. Only a fucking despo loser texts that. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I've accepted it. I'm leaning in. But I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, you don't want to have sex with them?
Jokes on this motherfucker, because I was hoping to like hook up a friends with Benny Sitch, and I've never been one to like have. I've like always said I can't have casual sex.
Yeah.
If I can tell you one thing about me right now, it's that I should not have a boyfriend. I can't be responsible for one. What I would like is to occasionally get laid, and I have not been having sex. Like, I mean, last night was the first time in 10 goddamn months. I hope my mom doesn't listen.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It was fun. It was fun.
I've had the same feelings you have where I've had these like bonehead pretty boy guys I don't want to talk to, but I thought to myself, right, he's giving me some attention. I will totally have sex with this guy. I'll have sex with him mm-hmm. whenever, and it'll be this casual thing. And even then, they can't because he doesn't want to, I guess. I'm talking about my people, my have a nice days. It's like sometimes you just, oh, so God. Embarrassing. What's going to, no, it's not embarrassing. We're going to be fine. Is this an advice podcast, you say?
Yeah. All right, let's take our next call.
That's it.
Oh, that's oh, all really? The calls?
Well, then help
oh,
me
we
out.
Only did, that's so funny. I love that you and I, this is an unprecedented Please Advise where you and I have only answered two questions, but we have, I think that we've brought up a lot of questions.
We have our
given
own problems.
People a lot of things to think about today. You guys, you can find Alexi at her podcast, on her podcast, Love Alexi. I did an episode of it. There's lots of great episodes in there. I actually, I kind of frequently listen to your pod. I enjoy
it.
Yeah. Like I'll go and I'll do a checkup and I'll be like, what's up with Alexi? Oh, I know that guest. I like them. I'll listen. Hey. Cause your podcast is one where you really, you do a great job interviewing people and you, but you also really have to like enjoy the guest. I think that's a big hook.
Oh, I do personally. You mean?
No, I do.
Oh,
like, because you talk about everything and you're so intimate. And yeah. If it's someone that I'm like lukewarm about, I'm like, I don't know that about them.
How do you think I feel when I'm interviewing somebody I'm lukewarm imagine. About? I try not to. It happens sometimes and I'm like, oh, what did I do this for?
I really, honestly, that's been a huge learning lesson with me. And Please Advise is that the episodes that are successful are not necessarily the biggest names or the people I enjoy the most.
Yeah.
And if I'm uncomfortable talking to someone, it hasn't helped our numbers to have like a big name person. It helps. It's more helpful when I have on someone like you or my friend Jackie Johnson or go ahead.
She wrote back. My friend wrote back.
What'd
she wrote,
say?
Oh my God, I already did it.
No! What? No, we've already decided he would think.
Doesn't make you look lame, I promise. It just looks like you were trying to figure out how you remembered him and then you solved the puzzle. Totally fine. His response was, that's wild. Oh my God.
He's probably going to ask you out.
Did you send him the photo? ? I'm completely humiliated, period.
I totally do talk to text all the time.
Okay, yeah, that's even more embarrassing.
My iPhone 6S Plus hurts my hand, so I'm
constantly doing
my shoulder out using my phone. So
my text to that guy would have been, hope you're having a nice day, period. Happy face emoji. But that would be like me saying it into my phone.
I hope I die.
No, you're great. I'm going to text some random guy. Listen, we're even. You know what? As long as you have cool girlfriends with podcasts and you guys can cross pod and you can
cross pod.
Listen,
cross podding is major.
Women, this is Alexi here. I just want to do a quick shout out. I just want to say we're all doing humiliating things left and right, but we're going to be okay.
Leslie.
Oh my God, the next guest is here. So
Our
exciting.
Next guest is here. Alexi, where can people find you on social media?
Everywhere, Instagram, Snapchat. Facebook, Twitter at Alexi Wasser and Love Alexi on iTunes and Nerdist.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for being here. You guys, Please Advise Nation. I love you. Talk to you next week. Bye.